Are you struggling to find ways to attract more leads for your business? Don't worry. A lot of us have been where you are. Have a listen to the Nectar Guys talk about how to build a sales funnel that works, from giving value to your potential clients to executing a quality lead generator. Today's episode has all that and more.
Start slow, get some momentum. Start with something simple and build it up.
Everybody's on the same page and knows that this is intentional and it's planned.
Just remember, you know, it doesn't matter if you know all of it. It's all about doing.
Welcome back to another episode of the Audio Swarm with your guys from Nectar, Andy, Justin, Matt. We're here today to go over sales funnels in the digital world and how to push leads to your giveaway, if that's what you're using to get a lead, you know, grow your business. This is one way to do that. So to kind of discuss where we're at here, we're talking sales funnels and giveaways such as an online course, a video tutorial, an ebook, anything that brings value and would attract a potential lead to your business. And to do that, we use sales funnels. So, guys, let's discuss here a little bit about what a sales funnel is. Let's start the bat off. Start things off with that.
Yeah, we can. You're talking about the, you know, offer up things to try and get a lead and everything. And it's also, I think, important for what it isn't. Sometimes it may sound like a social media giveaway, right, Justin? Like, those are good social media strategies, but offering to give away tickets to something is not what we're talking about here, especially if you get a whole bunch of people that might be a little, might be a little hard to say that a bunch of people are interested in your business when they were just trying to get vacation tickets or whatnot. But basically what you're trying to do with this whole sales funnel, right, is get awareness of your business, your products, your services, and you gotta figure out who it is. I think it all starts with identifying who it is, right? Like a name, an email address, something, someone showing some interest in what you do. So,
right. Well, so yeah. I guess we would start off at the bare minimum then. What is the goal that you're trying to accomplish as a business owner, right? What is it? What is your business model? What is it you do? And what are you trying to accomplish? So is it build an email list or is it get more leads for a service? Is it drawing people to your website to buy a product? Whatever that is what you have to establish first, correct?
Correct. And what you're, to clarify off what Matt was saying there and the word giveaway, like you said, it's not trying to win a trip or something. This giveaway is trying to give something of value that relates to your business. So you're trying to give them something of value that lures them to your business to say, hey, these guys know what I'm talking about, and I want to learn more about that. So they either sign up or opt in, so to speak, into that sales funnel and say, hey, I'm interested in what you guys are giving a value here, and I want to learn more. And that's how you get that potential lead. So that giveaway is something valuable to them. And that kind of can lead. That's kind of how you lure, so to speak, somebody into a sales funnel. It's kind of offering them something that they can use and making it relevant to your business, which, like you said, you want to build an email list or you want to build a funnel of something else where you can get them into the system and say, I want to give you emails of value over the next couple of weeks or into drip campaigns. But that's kind of how it all starts, so to speak.
Okay, so let's kind of start this from the beginning, and we'll use a specific example so people that are listening can follow along and kind of comprehend how everything kind of fits in its right place. So for this example, let's use kind of our business model, a service that we provide, correct? So Nectar Marketing provides a service, whether it be website design, social media management, content creation, etc. And our goal is to get leads that could be potential clients for us that we can help in the future. So in this example, let's say we create an ebook. Okay. So we want to create an ebook because our main goal here is to give something of value, as Justin said, and to get an email address from somebody that could be a potential client down the road or somebody that we can continue to give value with through a follow-up email of some kind, like a newsletter, right? So Matt, why don't you dive in and talk a little bit about maybe what it is that you are trying to accomplish when it is an ebook you're trying to give away and what you want to have set up as far as your sales funnel in the very beginning?
Yeah, because I mean, what you're trying to do at the very beginning, right? And we keep saying funnel. So if you picture a funnel, right? Wide at the top, narrower at the bottom. So there's a lot of things you do at the very beginning, the top of it, for just building awareness. So like you said, in our example, if we do an ebook on something for social media or something else, it's also awareness. Hopefully that someone just sees our company's name, but then as they read whatever this free offering might be, they get a little bit of an insight into your business and what you actually have to offer. So they start reading into being like, okay, you know, this is, it could be a step-by-step thing. It could be a little more in depth, but when they go through it, they should get an idea kind of what service do you provide if it were beyond just a free one. And hopefully they read through it, it hits the target market, right? And they get some interest from it. And then, I don't know, we can keep going down the funnel then later, Andy, too. But it's like, all right, then what happens after that? If that speaks to them and they want to know more and they want your help to do that, it's kind of your
right
thing to lead them down the funnel. So
right. So, like, with that, for you, you said social media. You brought that up as an example. So, obviously, as we said, that's something we offer. So that piece thing of value, that item, that ebook, we want people to see that ad, whether we post it as an ad or so an organic. And we'll get into what it is you do to push traffic to that sales funnel. To discuss this first step even deeper is, what is the ebook, the content of the ebook? So we'll talk about the example of social media. You had mentioned, you know, we provide a social media ebook, and what is in that ebook? It's a step-by-step, as you said, Matt, process of how to manage your social media accounts for your business. Because the people that are looking for your traffic or for your service may come along an ad that you created or something from a different traffic source, which we'll get into down the road here. But they find your ebook and they see, oh, how to manage my social media. Oh, I can do that myself. So that's what they're thinking as the consumer or the client. Like, ooh, I want that. But the only way to get that is to put their email, their name, their contact information so that we can follow up with them down the road. That's the point of the sales funnel, right? So once you have that ebook created and you know that you want to get the email address so that you can contact them for future services down the road or a potential client, once that's set, you have to decide how you're going to push traffic to that. We call those traffic sources. And there's a million of them. Justin, would go through what, for example, like in this scenario, what we would use as a traffic source, and we'll kind of dive into what other traffic sources there are.
Okay. Yeah. So traffic sources, we're going to start with, you know, this is going to be a digital thing, right? So traffic sources would be website, any of your social media platforms, ads on those platforms, even Google AdWords, if you want to go there with advertising spend on it. You could have emails and possibly even phone calls. Maybe after they see it somewhere, word of mouth might lead into it. But it's basically any way that they hear about it and leads them to that piece of content, that ebook that we're talking about.
Awesome. So a traffic source in this digital world would be anything that they can click on their computer, from Facebook, an Instagram, a YouTube, a LinkedIn, anything organic or paid, correct?
Yes,
absolutely.
Awesome. So once you've kind of identified, if we're looking at this from a business standpoint and you're listening to this as a business owner out there, what is it that you can give a potential client that's valuable, that shows you know what you're talking about, and then build your sales funnel to a point where, you know, whatever platform it is, we could talk about that even. What is the platform to build your sales funnel on? Well, there's a million out there. Maybe your website platform can do it. We know Wix can do it. Squarespace can do it. There's specific companies out there that are built to just do that. Click funnels. I know there's Pipeline Pro that do just sales funnels. But the whole point of it is you need something that can capture an email address and be able to send a follow-up email has a link to the document that you created that's valuable, right? So we talk about that. Then we talk about what it is that your clients, how do you get to the next step, Matt? How do you get, once you've got your freebie, you've got your funnel built, you know what you want to give them and the steps to create it, what platform you're building it on, what is it that you have to do next? Because the goal here is what, again, to get clients for your own business. So what do you have to do after that to ensure that you can set yourself up to do that?
I mean, it's what comes next, but something you need to do at the beginning definitely is the is how are you going to handle them as they come in? Like, I think we've talked about, okay, you know, even the importance of them getting confirmation after they got something immediately is always good, but there should be at least some form of contact from your company to them within the first 24 hours. And I know, Andy, you've done stuff with websites and different things to be able to say, all right, all this happens automatically, which is nice, right? They can get an email to say at least, hey, here, thanks for filling out the form. Here's the information. Just something to at least confirm that what they did worked and that you received it. And then depending upon the business you're in, right, they could do that. And then it could lead into if you have a big – if you have a sales team and they need to do a follow-up with a call afterwards, or if you want to start putting them into – and I'm just kind of what you're getting at too, Andy, is like you set up, all right, maybe 3 days later you send them another email reminding them of the book or about a different product or service you have. And you just kind of find ways to nurture that lead a little bit.
So you're talking about follow-ups. You did some things there with automation. Like, is it an automated thing within the first 24 hours, or are you actually following up in person in the 24 hours? And, you know, are you setting up that drip campaign for multiple emails later on for 2 days later, 5 days later, 3 weeks later, whatever your cadence might be for that, depending on what you're pushing with this specific sales funnel. But one important aspect, like you said, Matt, is planning ahead and making sure all that's ready and knowing what your expectation is. If you've got a bigger sales team, a smaller sales team, three guys doing it themselves, you just need to all be on the same page with how that follow-up happens and plan for that ahead of time.
Yeah, because like the one thing that could happen, right, is that, all right, Justin, you're interested in what my company has. You tell me you are. You're interested in what I'm putting out there. And then I just talk to you and I never do anything like that afterwards, right? So it's
right.
It's obviously looks bad on you. Then it creates a bad feeling in that person's mind too. Like, all right, they obviously don't have their stuff together. I'm not that important to them. I'm going to look elsewhere and go to a competitors of yours. And then everything's so powerful with word of mouth, right? You don't want Justin then going and telling all his buddies that Matt's business is terrible because they don't follow up with anyone. I reached out to them last month and haven't heard anything back. So it's one of these. You have to be able to know who's doing it, designate a person or designate some kind of cadence to make sure that no one slips through the cracks and misses it. And it's, right. You know, it's from the things you already have set up. Because if someone calls into your business right now and they want to buy something, you have to have something in place already for that, right? So you may be able to have some of these processes and systems already set up at your company, but you just got to make sure everyone knows it and say, that's what we're going to try to do for this sales funnel for whatever this offering that we have is.
Right. Well, and Justin, you brought up the automation, and Matt, you kind of explained the automation, and Justin went deeper into it. But what is the automation part? We say automation. We say it's a system or a platform that can give automatic follow-ups via email, right? And so platforms that you can do that on are what we use is we use Wix. They have a program called Ascend that allows us to do a follow-up email, do drip campaigns, as Justin mentioned. You don't have to use Wix. Squarespace also has that. If you use a WordPress website, there are plugins that you can get from other third-party automated email platforms such as MailChimp, AWeber, Constant Contact. There's some you've probably heard. There's a ton out there that we probably haven't even heard of yet. But those allow you to do the professional business end of it. Make your company do exactly what Matt had mentioned is be professional, be on time, be a source of information for your clients when, you know, you could be sleeping and somebody could have interest in your free ebook, sign up, you have a potential lead and it does the rest for you over time.
Yeah. And when we're saying automated a lot and it's really handy, but don't get the impression that because it's automated that it has to sound like a robot, right? So you can, a lot of these different ones you're mentioning to me, you can go in there and like Justin always says, add personality to your writing. Tell them who you are. It doesn't just have to be, thanks, Justin, for the book. We'll be in contact. Like you don't have to just say these boring reminders because it's automated. So I would say definitely go in there and make it unique. Because I still think that's whenever, I know I download a lot of red and free PDFs and stuff to learn stuff on. And it's always the ones that stick out as some kind of like joke or they show some kind of personality to them. Right. I think that helps you stick out in your potential customer's head later on.
Well, and that's a good point. I mean, let's talk about that a little bit. What what are some ways to add the personality? I know we do messages from the team at Nectar. So we talk as in if we're talking to them direct or sent a personalized email. Yes, it's automated. Yes, it comes at a certain day after, right? But it's in the voice of the person typing it to give it more of a personalized touch. What else could you do? I mean, can you go even further than that and add another special touch to the email?
Yeah, you can go further. And like you said, it's in the voice of the person that's typing it, but you can also type like you talk. You can make it sound, I don't know, more corporate and maybe even, I don't know, somewhat less interesting. Sometimes you have to follow the voice of your brand. But if you've got that voice that makes you unique, definitely use that. So add that different talking into it, add that different voice. But even if you're a more image-driven company, don't be afraid to add some imagery to your email either. You can, you know, if you're a funny company and that's your brand, add an image of a joke in there in that email or something, or show a GIF of delivering something into your mailbox, your email box or whatever. So you can make it interesting with some small imagery. You still want to make sure it's not going to get lost in their email because of compression through email and too large of a file, but you could even try something like that.
Yeah. I like that image idea. I mean, especially if you're, like you said, you have a funny brand, or, you know, your brand's based around, it doesn't necessarily have to be a photo company or anything like that, but it's just something that can express your voice in an image format. I mean, you can even go as far as using a video of you or a team member of your company, or, you know, use whatever you need. But the video idea is there too. Is, hey, thanks for your, thanks for submitting this email, and your free ebook is on the way. We're really excited for you to be here. Things like that, right? Get yourself on a video on your email too, right?
Yep. I was just going to say, something we've talked about doing a lot more of too, Andy, is that personalized touch with videos and stuff, I think.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think it goes a long way.
Yeah.
But if you're listening right now, why are we discussing these little details, these fine little details? Well, it is a loud, noisy, busy digital world out there. Everybody's got something they're trying to sell. There's a million and one different ads out there that you can sort through. The reason we bring this up is you want to differentiate yourself from the rest. And what can you do to make sure that you do stand out? Well, it's taking the time to put those little special touches on it. And we always say when we're working with social media clients is you got to schedule yourself out so that you can do your day-to-day stuff. And when things pop up, you're ready and you can add more value, but you know, something's always there. Something's always posting. Something's always good to go, right? Mm-hmm. Well, it's the same concept with your sales funnel, is you want to build it out so that you can, you know, your potential leads are getting follow-up emails on services you provide after you give the freebie. That's the whole goal, right? Mm-hmm. And hopefully that leads into a potential lead into a sale. So going towards the end of the sales funnel, we've kind of covered, you give a freebie, you take an email, you have a follow-up email saying, hey, thanks for your interest. We're glad you're here. Here's your ebook. Then you want to send up as many follow-up emails as you would want after that. But you have to decide, what does that follow-up do, right? Mm-hmm. So for this example, back to what we're talking about, ours is to make a follow-up call so we can get to know you and we can figure out a way to help your business in one of our services, right? Mm-hmm. What are some other things that you could do? I mean, besides scheduling a call or something like that, I mean, we got to make sure that we can set it up to do something for that lead, not just get a lead. You have to potentially find a way to meet that lead, right? So how do you do that, guys?
Well, I mean, you can even, when I'm thinking about like a sales funnel, some people say, you know, a sales funnel goes, you get your leads, you get your prospects, and you get your customers, and it stops. But like the ones that I've, the, like illustrations that I've seen that I really like, it's just, all right, you have a customer now. Now, how do you make them loyal or a brand ambassador or something like that? So it's not, hey, you bought from us, thanks, see you later.
Right.
Something you can do, whether it's making sure to at least keep their email address and stuff if you have a monthly newsletter, to keep them involved in there. But I feel like they're, you can't stop once they've started doing business with you. So you got to still be able to find some, like, old, you know, tidbits or different things to be able to include them in on. And right. I know we've many times before, right? Is that building a community of everyone to talk together? Is it trying to do these different things to make them want to come back to you or talk good to their friends about you? So I think that's another thing you got to make sure you always have queued up in your automated thing. The joke we always say is I don't want Justin to buy product A, and then I say, thanks for buying it, Justin, and then an email next month tells him he should buy that product because it's on sale, right? Then it's, okay, obviously I'm just in your system. I'm not a real person because I just bought a product from you, and now you're sending me emails to buy it again. So I think there's this, if you want to keep your customers and make a brand ambassador out of them, you got to make sure and clean up your lists and whatever CRM. So when they get down to the end of the sales funnel, you're sending them stuff that's more personalized and not just a spam job that you're doing to everybody else.
You have to follow up with those emails. Like, you follow up on that initial contact. And I think what you're talking about, Matt, is what I would say is you need to follow through. Like, if they come in and they reach out to you and want something, make sure you follow through and deliver on what you're promising in that offering. Like, they might have that piece of content that got them into your sales funnel. But once they get down to the narrow end of that funnel, make sure you're following through and doing what you say you can do. And that's following through on the sale, following through on the service, helping them out with whatever you are offering or your giveaway, so to speak. And then, like you said, Matt, don't just lose track of them after that. It's nurturing it from there on out.
Yep.
Yeah, you can go on the back end of any of these automated services, your website, check the analytics for your email campaigns. Those automations will tell you who opened and who didn't open. So you got to go in and nurture those. And if somebody opened all of it and booked a call with you and or purchased a service, as Matt said, from you, you know that. You track that. So nurturing that list and making sure that you know who did what and when can then give more value, because the goal here is to keep giving value to those that potentially, you know, could be a client, haven't been yet, but also the ones that are and did purchase from you, making sure they know they're a valuable client and we care about them. And you want to continue to find ways to help them in other avenues and continue to grow that relationship as well. So there's a lot of things to do. It's not just setting it and forgetting it.
Yep.
You can set it and forget it to a point. You know the thing's working the way it should. You don't have to, you know, you can go in and maybe change a word or two here on an email or the design of the email, or maybe, you know, if you find that it's not working to your liking, go in and change, you know, the voice of it or whatever, but you know it's going to do its job. Your job after that is, as Matt and Justin said, nurture. You got to make sure you're doing the right things, making sure that if somebody bypassed all of your emails, like for this example, we've been using our ebook for social media. The final two emails in our funnel are to book a call. Well, if we can see that people opened the email, right, read the email, but did not book a call with us, we can see that because we obviously don't have a call booked. Yep. So what do you do after that? That's just not just dead, right? Mm-hmm. We got to go in and, as Matt and Justin said again, nurture. So maybe now you write a personal email that's not in the system, not in an automated deal, saying, hey, you know, how are things going? Did the ebook work for you? We know we asked that already, or however you set it up and frame it. But you want to get that personal touch again.
Yep. So, I know it's like taking notes is the right way to say it, but it's that making sure you have enough info to know what to do with the next part of the funnel. So even if it's, you know, sometimes we talk about being prepared ahead of time, but let's say I'm talking to a client, all of a sudden they're heavy on web type stuff, right? I got to be able to make sure I keep track of everything they said to you, and whatever your CRM thing is, so that if Andy comes in, the webmaster expert comes in and needs help, there's all the information there. So it's not just, hey, here's Justin, he wants a website. Hopefully you can keep track of this, how they've been going down the funnel, and keep track of it. So in case you need someone else in your business to help, they don't have to rely on you like talking to them about the entire thing. You always have something you can send them to check out.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and we keep talking about our examples and what we use because we want you to be able to understand this as a listener, that we're real life applying this, a real life application. Words are hard today, Justin. That's why you're around. But my point is,
no other reason.
We use Wix for ours. So all of our stuff goes through Wix's backend. We think it's great. It's very user friendly. It helps us manage our day to day. But to Matt's example, if we do get a lead and they do book a call, we take the call, we learn as much information as we can, and then we put that into that contact's notes.
So it doesn't matter if Matt or Justin or anybody from our team goes in, they know where we're at with that client. We know what we need to do for that client, their needs, their wants, their desires, and we can continue to nurture that that way. It's just continuing to have a dialogue and a communication within your company and with the client so that they do feel special. This is, you're competing with however many businesses in your industry every day, all year. Yeah. So you have to separate yourself. And so doing those little things is very important. But
I think there's something I could have touched on in the beginning a little bit. I was thinking as we talk was, you know, there's other benefits to these things. Leads is good, but the top of that funnel is awareness, right? So
right,
it helps establish some thought leadership, right? If you're putting the pieces together like this, you're obviously looked at as not just someone who's trying to just force a sale on people. You're thought as a leader in whatever category your business is in. And sometimes we get the questions from people is, you know, like, how do you come up with some ideas? Like we mentioned social media right now. So you could do stuff like that around your product, around your service, get to know it more. Or if you're a business that's been in business for a while, like what are some of the common questions you have when customers come in or call you about, or, you know, or just start going through your industry news stuff and start reading articles and things and start thinking of your thoughts on certain thing happening in your industry. Like all these things can be kind of used as of creating these thought leadership pieces. And I know we talked about for the social media book too, you have to make sure it's something worth it, right? It's when you're thinking of content you're posting, if there's not much to it, maybe that's just a LinkedIn post or a blog post or a Facebook post. But if you're looking to do something substantial to get someone to fill it out and put their email address down there, which right, feels a little more hesitant nowadays, so you definitely got to make sure it's something that's going to speak to them and they think it's worth it. But make sure it's not just like two paragraphs and a picture and a cut sheet and that's it. Like, it's got to be something more in depth that you couldn't have just made as a social post. So you really have to have a lot of value in there in order to try and ask.
Absolutely.
Email address.
Nailed it. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, it could be like if you, for another example, not just ebook, but if to Matt's point, something of value, if you're an online course and you're trying to get more users and more people to sign up for your video series, maybe you give away a video, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 minute video describing something that you're offering, a small little portion, but it brings enough value that somebody can maybe go apply it right now and then want more. You want them to want more from you because a lot of the things that you do out there in the world, somebody else can do for you, or you can figure out a way to do it yourself. In the world of YouTube or in the world of, you know, whatever, you can find information pretty readily. So how do you get them to bypass doing it themselves and the time and effort and energy into doing it themselves, or, you know, creating something themselves when you can do it for them really well, they trust it, and it's valuable. And yep. So you want them to keep coming back.
Yep.
But I mean, really at the end of the day, it's the point is, what do you do to build a sales funnel, to get a lead or get whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish in your business? And as kind of a high level overview of what we just talked about is give something of value, collect an email, and follow up and nurture your email list and your potential clients and existing clients, right? That's really all it comes down to. It's the finite details that you have to make sure you're doing and setting yourself up for success. So really at the end of the day, that's all it is, guys. Is there anything else that we can think to throw in at the last bit here before we jump off?
I don't think so. I think you got it.
Yeah, that's good talk.
Good talk, guys.
Hey,
well, there's plenty more where that came from. When we talk about giving value in a sales funnel example, we're always here to give value and do whatever we can to set businesses up for success in the digital marketing world. So keep listening out there. Reach out to us if you want us to discuss anything else. Dive in deep. We're more than happy to do so. And double check our website at nectarmarketing.com/thehive, THEHIVE, for as much content as we can possibly come up with. We will give away for free so you can operate your business. So thanks, guys, again. Audio Swarm coming at you. Keep doing this. Appreciate all of our time. We'll talk soon, and Thanks, guys.
All right. Later, guys.